Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Monday edition, the 15th day of October 2012. We are less than 3 weeks out from the 2012 presidential election, and yes, it's a dog and pony show in every sense of the way. It's a donkey and elephant show in every sense of the way. Both men, I've never seen presidents that are more closely aligned presidential candidates than Barack Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotero, and Mitt Romney. But there is certainly a fight by the different groups that feed off of the two political party system. There is a real fight between those two groups over who gets control. And we posted an article at Infowars.com over the weekend that got linked up at DrudgeReport.com saying, will there be riots? An economic collapse blog story. Will there be riots if Obama doesn't win? And then linking to a bunch of Twitter and Facebook posts with people saying they plan to riot. And then I found Thomas Sowell a few days before. The journalist was saying that that was the intel he had in a print article, but also on the radio. He said that on KABC. And then we found Chicago papers talking about it. And we found the Examiner from like 5-6 days ago reporting on it. Well, I started doing some research Saturday and Sunday and found so many websites, news sites, Twitter, Facebook. And these aren't dummy accounts. These aren't people that are, you know, out there spoofing and making fun of people. And some of that undoubtedly goes on. These are Facebook and Twitter accounts with thousands of tweets, you know, 8,000, 20,000, you know, 5,000 tweets. Facebooks with tens of thousands of followers, with real people saying they're going to engage in racial attacks, that they're going to kill people, they're going to burn things if Obama doesn't win. And this is so horrible because then you've got not just black racists over there, some of them doing that. You've got white racists going, yeah, bring it on. Let's get a war going. Let's put black people in FEMA camps. That's the type of stuff that's in the article up at Infowars.com. Will the election results cause massive riots to erupt all over America? There's almost 3,000 comments in there, and there's trolls, probably blacks posing as white racists, probably whites posing as black racist. Trolling is just is so disgusting. In there trying to get something stirred up. The point is, we've seen riots in other parts of the world and here, via politics and election results. And this is a dead heat between Obama and Romney right now. And so if they have another contested election like happened in 2000 with Al Gore and George W. Bush, I do predict that if it's contested, you're going to see massive civil unrest. And if the police stand down when looters or groups use this as an excuse to go out and engage in mayhem like criminals do, and when their sports team loses or wins, they go out and riot. You've seen that all over the country. You've seen that just all over the nation. Groups going out, multiracial groups, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, you name it, after sports teams win or lose. Now, you saw the Red Sox win a few years ago. Was it 5 years ago already? Time flies. And there was a huge group of black, white, Hispanic, you name it, out there, you know, going wild. And the cops come out and rubber bullet and, you know, kill some innocent woman. It's a mess, and we don't want this. But this is what Thomas Sowell, it was like 5-6 days ago. He said this like last Wednesday, so let's try to get him on. He's black, and he's following these sites, and he's saying, no, I predict this will happen if Obama loses. Some polls, like Rasmussen, have Mitt Romney pulling ahead. So whereas it's all a big show, doesn't matter. You know, there are riots at rock and roll concerts. You know, you can get this out of this political show, this political reality show. We're going to be breaking that down and a lot more. Big show today. Stay with us. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is the question of a man's libido, especially if you're a man over 40. Sure, boosting free testosterone helps, but research shows boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide in a man's body will take your experience to a whole new level. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide and blood flow when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid and organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
It's a need for a new world order. But it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We have a mafia government. It comes down to that. We have a global mafia that calls themselves the globalists or the New World Order, who are absolutely dedicated to planetary corporate above the law government, where they put giant laws and regulations on us, violate our basic liberties, enslave us, and they themselves are exempt from their own system. And that is what we are facing. Thank you for joining us on this Monday, October 15th, 2012 edition. It is going to be an extremely important broadcast today. There's just so much crazy news out there like this. Child suspended from school for kombucha in lunchbox. It was less than 0.2% alcohol. There are so many fermented foods that have tiny amounts of alcohol in it, and they called the police on them. And the police are looking at possibly arresting the child now. You also have in New York lawsuits being filed over the government saying it's going to track 16-ounce drinks of all types. Next, they're set to ban milk products and popcorn. Again, it's all about government telling you how to live your life already nationwide under the new federal initiative. It started 3 years ago in Chicago. They're telling school children what they can eat. And parents are being told, don't pack a lunch. You're not trusted. And now it's not just Rhode Island that did this last week. Now Colorado is announcing that it's the law that all hospital employees, including police and first responders that come to the hospital, janitors, you name it, you must all take whatever vaccines they say. Of course, there's no, it's not a law. It's a mandate, but they're running the giant hoax. As usual, Colorado healthcare workers to be fired if they refuse mandatory flu shots, but it's anyone that comes to the hospital in an official capacity. They tried this again 10 years ago with the New Freedom Initiative type program, the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, to forcibly inoculate 14 million first responders, and they said no. And first they announced it's the law, and the police and firefighters and others went and looked, and there is no law. And so it backfired. Only 4%, the LA Times reported, of the 14 million took the shots. Well, plus, they tried to give them smallpox shots, and it killed so many people. That was really the big wake-up call. It's like, you shouldn't have rolled out the most deadly first on them. Oh, but you know, I covered this yesterday. I'm going to cover it again before I even get to the news. This is such a big deal. There are hundreds of articles that I have personally been coming across. They're just littering everywhere. Parade Magazine, Longview News Journal, you name it, saying there are, quote, no side effects from any vaccines, including flu. Here is the Longview Journal. Take your medicine. Getting a flu shot is part of being good neighbor. And it goes on. Absolutely no harm from getting a vaccination. Don't let yourself be fooled by wild rumors. That's right there. So I thought I'd read this again. This is CDC vaccines, immunizations, basics and common questions, possible side effects from vaccines, cdc.gov/print. .do .do/http and it just goes on from there, or just type in CDC vaccine side effects and that'll be the first thing comes up, and it says comas, death, permanent narcolepsy, epilepsy, I mean it's just 20 pages and then links, fever, redness, swelling, shortness of breath, soreness or tenderness, and fussiness, it's got tiredness or poor appetite, vomiting, seizures, nonstop crying, high fever. I mean, it just goes on and on here. It says coma, death. But I thought they said there's no side effects. Absolutely none. It's a wild rumor. I could just go on for an hour reading that. And by the way, that's just the boil down page. There's hyperlinks to hundreds of pages about the autoimmune diseases, blood pouring out of every orifice, miscarriages. Says don't give women, pregnant women, vaccines. But you hear on the news, it's important for you to get them. You see, how are they doing this? They're testing to see what they can get away with. I have an article here today that less than 25% of Americans ever read newspapers. And then those that read newspapers, they go out in public. I've observed this. Professor types and people. And they'll open a newspaper or magazine, or they'll get their iPad out and show people they're reading. They read in public that, oh, look, I'm so smart. I read the newspaper. See, if you're the 24% that read newspapers on a regular basis, well, then you're reading, you know, just absolute, the family's bad, world government's good, but world government doesn't exist, and there are no side effects from vaccines. Yeah, there it is. What is that? Associated Press? I put that back up. Good job finding that, guys. Oh, that's CBS Houston also reporting on it. Study, less than a quarter of Americans read newspapers. Good. Only 29% of Americans say they read a newspaper, which is 23% reading print newspapers. So technically, 29 or less than a third do read something. Oh, my goodness. So, you wonder how they get away with this. But can you imagine people reading Parade Magazine and the newspaper, reading all these articles? I mean, I hear it on the radio all the time. The CDC says that there are no side effects. Take your shot. I'm like, what about my neighbor whose two-year-old died after the shot? Oh, well, the doctor said it was probably the shot, but they're not going to put that in the chart because of liability. But if you want to sue, there's a federal law that there's no liability for the doctors or big pharma. And if you jump through about 500 hoops, you might get paid out of the multi-billion-dollar vaccine damage slush fund they set up in the 80s. But even though the billions have been paid out, there is no problem. So Okay, I'm ranting, because let me tell you what really gets to me, knowing kids are lining up. I see it every few months on YouTube from different TV stations around the country, where it'll show hundreds of kids at clinics, sometimes thousands, with police standing there going, it's the law, take your shot, and the kids are crying getting their vaccines. And it's a hoax, but they put cops on TV. I've even had cops on, you know, bragging about it from Maryland and places. I mean, out there with police dogs, you name it, keeping back the conspiracy theorists that were there trying to hand out to the people the inserts that come with the vaccines. This is the type of information we deal with. And it's so frustrating to know you've got the majority of people that literally don't know the three branches of government, don't know their state capital, don't know who most Americans in major studies that are out there pulling them up don't even know who the first president was. They don't know what the First Amendment is. They don't know what the Fourth Amendment is. They don't know what the Tenth Amendment is. And by the way, this doesn't make me feel superior that I know all this. It freaks me out because I'm not that smart. And I happen to know they put cancer viruses in the vaccines. Let me talk to new listeners who don't read and stuff. Let me explain something. Did you know that cancer's up many thousands of percentage points? Did you know pediatric cancer, you can look this up, some of them are over 10,000%. That we're dying. They're killing us. It's not fun. When the troops use DU, it's a death sentence for them, and they've got our troops using it. 20 years ago, they weren't even allowed to use it. 22 years ago. 22 years ago, they changed and said, okay, use it in emergencies and use it with special decontamination. And now they just say, hey, go out and use it at the local military shooting range, not even proving ground, and don't even wash your hands. Don't wear a mask. Go ahead and clean your gun. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Folks, it's a death sentence. But they think you're stupid because, let me tell you what everybody's been doing the last week. The top story has been Hulk Hogan sex tape. Hulk Hogan sex tape. Hulk Hogan with his friend, Bubba the Love Pimp, or whatever, I've been on a show before, Bubba the Love Sponge. And they're asking, who released it? Gee, who had a camera in the bedroom while you had sex and Bubba brings you in there? And most of these sex tapes are fake. I can tell Hulk Hogan didn't know this was going on. Because I happen to know some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. And then everybody's asking, who's at fault? Let me tell you. The people that put a camera in there and said, oh, Hulk Hogan, it's okay. We secretly videotaped you in there with my wife. Here's Bubba saying, here, have her. And she's begging him and thanking him and all this. I went and watched it because I wanted to see if it was even real or a stunt. And it's ridiculous. That's not and shouldn't be the top story when they're now announcing a U.N. buffer zone and U.S. troops massing in and around Syria in proxy wars with Russians. And you've got the world economy melting down by design. And we've got new threats to riot if Obama loses the election. And we've got total police state unfolding all over the place. All over the place. I mean, I am there, you know, trying to get my house in order, getting my food stores ready, getting prepared, preparing for the worst, hoping for the best here. But I just look at the general public who is so domesticated and so dumbed down, they have no idea the time this world is getting ready to go into. And how we're going to look back on these days right now, this deep recession, depression in some regions of the country and the world, and we're going to look back on this as the good times. Let the good times roll. Well, the good times are coming to an end here because the globalists run things. They're engineering the collapse. They've created this meme that things are going to collapse and things won't be the way they always were because they're cutting off the resources through globalism. It's their stated goal. It's not my opinion that Agenda 21 is a post-industrial shutdown to re-engineer the entire world. When communists come into a country, they cut off the resources to shut things down, starve people to death, re-educate. They hoard the resources and then make everybody organize under their model. And who runs the communist? Same people that funded them in 1917 to take over Russia, on record. Same people that put Mao Zedong in 1949, now declassified 9 years ago. The globalist, the megabanks, just as Carol Quigley at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor, said. Now we're going to come back and talk about staged riots. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is the question of a man's libido, especially if you're a man over 40. Sure, boosting free testosterone helps, but research shows boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide in a man's body will take your experience to a whole new level. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide and blood flow when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gartner. stood alone at the edge of space, poised in the open doorway of a capsule suspended above Earth, and wondering if he would make it back alive. 24 miles below him, millions of people were right there with him, watching on the internet and marveling at the wonder of the moment. Unbelievable footage that I saw up at thedrudgereport.com this morning up in the upper left-hand corner. It's since been taken down, but I'm going to have it reposted at Infowars.com. We've seen his helmet cam, but this is the footage of this amazing human jumping from a bird's eye or fly-on-the-wall view. That, you see, I'm not into gossip. I'm not into Hulk Hogan sex tape. I'm not into watching great people fall or famous people fall. It doesn't make me feel good. Even when my enemies fall, I'm sad that they fell and were bad people. Hulk Hogan is not a bad person overall. And it's very sad to watch his friends betray him. You know, they betrayed him when they shot the footage to begin with 6 years ago. I don't care who. I don't care who really released it. Why am I talking about something tabloid like that? Because here we see a human at 24 miles who broke the sound barrier and whose spacesuit heated up on the outside to over 250 degrees. This is somebody who skydived from 24 miles in the edge of space, taking humanity to the very edge of exploration and to the next level. It is that type of spirit that will lead us to the stars and have our species survive, making people like Felix Baumgartner a hero and a household name. That would empower our civilization. Kids everywhere should have posters of this guy hanging on their walls. Not gangbangers, not professional wrestlers, not corrupt Hollywood stars. But, I mean, I'm telling you, I lie awake at night thinking of what I've got to do to not betray my friends, my family, my wife, my children. Sometimes I come across footage of famous people I've interviewed that puts them in a little bit of a bad light, and I edit it. I never edit myself in what I stand for, but if somebody says something politically that I know will be a big national news story, I don't put it out, even though it's important. Dave Mustaine, a month before his faux pas, saying Obama may have been behind the mass shootings, which wasn't a faux pas, said it to me in a taped interview, and I cut it out. He later asked me, hey, I saw the interview, you cut that out. And I said, man, listen, let me say that. You don't need to say that at this time. And that's the difference, is that I literally, and I don't get it. 100 years ago, most people were like me. I would never betray my friends. I would never stab people in the back. And if I did it to any degree, even by accident, I would feel incredibly, horribly guilty about it. But nowadays, so many people just, you know what? Oh, here, let's just film Hulk Hogan having sex with my wife. And then, oh, it's an accident. It got out. We don't know who did it. Give me a break. That is so incredibly creepy. But people even go further. If they can't get you to do something wrong, they will just say you've done it. And it's what you see societally, historically, right before societies fully implode. I've studied Rome. I've studied the Aztecs. I've studied the Babylonians. I've studied the Roaring Twenties. It cycles in decadence. And the cycle we're entering right now, you always see people betraying each other and selling themselves out. In fact, I meant to talk about this the last week, but it's so horrible, I don't even know what to say. There's a new trend the last few years in comedy and talk radio to make fun of mentally retarded children and to make fun of handicapped people. And I heard one radio show last week I tuned into for 10 minutes, and they were talking bad about Pat Tillman's family, saying the government didn't kill him when it's admitted they did, the Army's own coroner. And then I walked in a store and walked back out, and they were making fun of a woman who died, who'd been in an iron lung since she was 3 years old, and the poetry she wrote, the children's book she wrote, and how sad the family was. And they made fun of this woman for like 20 minutes, reveling in her and how reveling in her death and denigrating her. And it's meant to destroy our life force. It's meant to make us think we're trash, so we stand down, roll over, and die. And I'm not going to sit here and watch this happen anymore. We're going to come back and get into the plans. The stage right.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce for the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime, reflecting on my past life, and it doesn't have much time.
The times of sand.
The sands of time for me are running low.
The sands of time for our republic are running low. But republics are like the phoenix. It's an idea of a level playing field, of liberty, of freedom and justice for all. And it can be restored any time we retake our nation. And it starts intellectually. It starts in the mind. I'm going to be breaking some of that down today. The last 40 minutes of the broadcast, a guy that I've gotten a chance to meet a few times over the years and interview, former Travis County Sheriff Raymond Frank, famous sheriff, good friends with Willie Nelson. He was the first guy really in the country to tell the police, the deputies, to not harass recreational users of marijuana. He's running for sheriff again, and everybody should get behind him, and we're going to have him in here in studio and talk about decriminalization of marijuana. You know, I went and visited some family in East Texas a few weeks ago, and I gave them some of the last issue of InfoWars magazine. This is not a plug, but I guess it's going to turn into one. And in there, there is an ad on the back for hempusa.com. Full page, back ad. There is not one micron of THC in any of their products. Most varieties of hemp do not have the THC in it. It makes better clothes than cotton. It makes incredible oils. It is a miracle drug as well, just the non-THC type. I mean, the major scientific studies on heart disease, you name it. And I asked my uncle, after he'd handed out a few hundred or a few hundred got out down at the truck stop, what the feedback was on the economic collapse, bankers' plot to destroy U.S. economy. The locals said, yeah, we like Alex. We actually listened to him on a local affiliate. But we don't like the fact that he's pushing marijuana. And see, that's the reason this country's failing. That's the reason this country's falling apart. Number one, George Washington smoked marijuana, hemp, of the variety that they called toothache hemp, or stomachache hemp is what the apothecaries, the local drugstores, called it. That you take if you had a stomachache, you had the flu, you had a toothache, they said smoke or eat this. George Washington grew the rope hemp, the sail hemp types, but he also grew the stuff that they put you in jail for. He's evil. I understand George Washington's bad. The point is, I don't smoke marijuana. I've smoked it before here and there. Don't particularly like it. Unfortunately, I like things that are far worse for you, like alcohol and caffeine and nicotine and things. The issue here is that just shows that the people perish for lack of knowledge. He's going to be in here talking about that and other things. And Sheriff Frank doesn't smoke pot himself, former sheriff running again. The point is, it's ridiculous that DuPont, Dow Chemical, on record in the early 30s, wanted polyester to come out. Hemp was incredibly popular. You can grow it anywhere. It made better stuff than even cotton. And it was also used to produce all different types of oil, machine oil, hundreds of products. They just had it banned. We're the only country in the world you cannot grow industrial hemp. You cannot grow hemp, a weed, in the United States. It's a joke. And they used the incredible ignorance to get that done, showing some TV newsreels, wasn't have TV yet, film reels of literally, they have one where a group of midgets are killing people. It's everybody's heard of Reefer Madness, where it shows people going crazy when they smoke marijuana. Then they had all these other newsreels saying, you know, the evil Hispanics, Mexicans smoke it and turn into devils. So they used racism and fear of the unknown. They had I forget the name of it, a weird production. Guys, type in anti-marijuana film, Western, anti-marijuana Western. It'll be the ones where the midgets attack the town and kill everybody. The point is that it's not true. But it just shows that we've got a sponsor where it is hemp oil for your heart and for digestion and all this stuff, sold in health food stores everywhere. Incredible health benefits being patented, and drug companies are coming out with it the last 15 years. I mean, it's a fact. This is the most wondrous plant in the world. It's got so many uses, it'll make your head spin. And people are going, look at this marijuana. Come on, guys. My uncle goes down to the truck stop, and they're like, we like that magazine, but it's pushing marijuana in it. Well, hey, sorry I gave him a couple hundred. I'll make sure that doesn't happen again. How's that sound, okay? I'm just absolutely sick of just willful mindlessness. Absolutely disgraceful that things like this are going on. And again, I'm not on some high horse. It pains me. It pains me that our ancestors smoked marijuana out of a pipe Every culture's done it for toothaches and stomach aches. It's been proven to reduce nausea, unlike any nausea medication out there. It's been proven to help people on chemotherapy. And you've got people so ignorant that they see something that says hemp, and they don't even know it's a different variety that has no THC. None. Does nothing to your brain. All right, I've got all this news to cover, and I'm ranting about ignorance. The news is saying, I read you a newspaper saying no side effects from the flu shot, and I can read you from the CDC saying Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, seizures, permanent epilepsy, coma, death, bleeding, autoimmune disorder. I'm informed. I'm not bad. I'm not a terrorist because I spend my time being informed. I'm not bad because I found the wonder of learning and the wonder of the universe. I'm not bad because I want freedom. I'm not bad or weird or sick because I'm informed. It's like that movie Idiocracy, one of my favorites, by Mike Judge. By the way, I talked to Mike a few days ago. He promises when he gets back from L.A. he's going to come on. So I'm excited about that. I'm a fan. He says he's a fan. I look forward to it. So we have mutual friends. They're always telling me. I mean, he's just such a genius when it comes to exposing the ignorance. Anybody that doesn't understand where we're going, watch Idiocracy. But my point in all of this is that I don't enjoy seeing people dumbed down and mindless. See, the more you learn about logic and history and the way humans operate, the more the rest of the pieces fall in place like a jigsaw puzzle. And pretty soon you're leaping with understanding. I learn more now in a week than I previously learned in a year. It's unbelievable. It makes me a little eccentric, makes me a little obnoxious, because I am constantly in a state of total frustration because I cannot even write large on the world what I know and try to turn around what's happening. The only hope we've got is to wrest people out of this medical trance. The general public is in a suspended disbelief, daydreaming medical trance. We've probably had 5 articles the last week written by Paul Watson, Steve Watson, and myself on this issue. I'm going to write a big master article that we're going to put in the new issue of the magazine coming up in the November issue. But my point is that you are in a medical trance. You're not supposed to feel like you're in a haze. You're not supposed to feel depressed. You're not supposed to feel aimless. You're supposed to be seething with power, seething with electricity, seething with art, seething with passion. I want a renaissance. I want fires in the minds of men and women. I want you to win. I want you to succeed. And the globalists, they don't. They want you scared and small and stupid and with shutters on, inside a box with blinders, never really becoming conscious. That's what's amazing. Most people are not conscious. And the globalists tell you, you're an animal, you're dumb, it's Skinnerian, you don't have a choice, you're a computer. In their own writings, they say they don't believe that, and they know that's not true. They have to keep you down to keep you in that state so that you don't become a human and truly develop into what you're supposed to develop into. They want to arrest your development. When you turn on the television, everything is about arresting your development. Everything is about shutting you down. You want to know who the globalists are? They're that type of person that wants money and power because they're insecure, who wants to dominate those around them because they're insecure and crave power. And they're the types who hate artists and researchers and trailblazers because it intimidates them. They're the people that hate a handsome man or a good-looking woman and really hate a good-looking couple. I'm not very good-looking today, but, you know, 15, 20 years ago, I was extremely good-looking. And I noticed that I never knew why so many people would act upset towards me. But now I've learned psychology and anthropology and sociology, and it's a whole phenomenon of especially gorgeous women, people treating them badly. And handsome men being treated badly by a lot of people. They're obviously treated good by others. There's all different types in the world. But you take that and you expand upon it to the globalists, sneaking poison in the food and water, dumbing us down, deploying these systems. That's what evil is. It feels like it's not invited to the party like Sleeping Beauty and the Witch, so she poisons the well. Those fairy tales, folks, are all archetypes of things that really go on throughout history. And she's like, you didn't invite me to the wedding? How about everybody's going to fall asleep in the kingdom? And the weeds are going to grow up. The post-industrial world. You know, if you study the Jacobites and the people that ran the French Revolution, this is mainline history books. You can't put it down if you read the history of it. Giant hordes of hundreds of thousands of Illuminati devil worshippers who said, we're ending the family, we're going to a 9-day work week, no vacations, we're going to murder and kill and drink blood and slaughter. I mean, these people were unbelievable. They took a country over and ran wild, chopping heads off until Napoleon came along, until the society collapsed. And they wanted to go back to a post-industrial, Mad Max, road warrior system. That's Agenda 21. That's the UN. That's the communists. They're all Illuminati. The Illuminati is real. These people like to murder people. They like to grab your kid off the sidewalk and grab them and torture them and scare the daylights out of them and pull their teeth out with pliers. Okay? And they're building a world. Look at the death. Look at the destruction. Look at the evil. Look what the system pushes. Look at what they stand for. Look at their fruits. And they sell you death and destruction and ugliness constantly so you don't get threatened by it, so you begin to see it as entertaining, so that you don't differentiate when your neighbor's being drug off, when they're getting thrown into the Colosseum to the lions. That's where all this is headed. And Hunger Games and The Running Man, all of that becoming reality. And it's entertainment, watching people get beat by police or tasered or die. And it's like, there's too many people anyways. Just having an attitude of, go ahead and take my neighbor. Go ahead and kill somebody. Go ahead and euthanize that old person. Go ahead and get rid of that lady in a, but she was ugly and disgusting and that iron lung rotting in there. Oh, she wrote poetry and published children's books. That ugly piece of filth. I bet her family hated her. This is the kind of stuff I listen to on the radio. And I go, well, that must just be that show. And I flip the channel. It's the same thing. Oh, ugly Down syndrome kids. We need to get rid of them. And next channel, Bill Maher. Yeah, we need to kill all these ugly people and get some highways open. And then I know Bill Maher's on the PETA board. And I know things about PETA almost no one else knows because of inside knowledge through sources. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's Satanist. I mean, that is what we're dealing with here. We're all in danger. Don't you understand that? Just because you don't read the newspaper, some new listeners out there, just because you choose to think I'm lying to you, doesn't change the fact that I'm right and I know what I'm talking about. And I don't like watching a pack of scum run wild and take over. I want to beat them. I want to protect good people. I want to protect the innocent. And I've had enough of these evil people running around. Of course the TSA sticking their hands down your pants. Of course they're dragging little kids off to private rooms and your wife and your husband. They're getting all the precedent set. Look at this article I got right here up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Conservative radio host, TSA groped my vagina. They got video of this, of them dragging his wife off to closed door, even though she said she didn't want to. See, I told you, this is the head of Breitbart this happened to, the editor. She said, I don't want to be taken there. And they said, you're going. See, first is, would you like a private screening room? Next, you're going to one. Folks, they are deploying mobile armored dungeons for the sides of the highways to do this to you on the highway. That's in the news. Do you understand the grave danger of the Jacobins? That we are in grave danger of total Illuminati revolution. And what does the Illuminati call for in their own writings that are in Encyclopedia Britannica? Murder, death, mayhem, a boot stomping on the human face, human sacrifice, fires, burning cities, slaughter, death, because that's what they like. That the journey is the destination for these people. Whether you believe in God or not, folks, these people believe in a manifestation of God that is hell itself. And they always run through societies till they collapse, and the globalists, all these Illuminati 2.0s, 3.0s now. In the 20s and 30s, they would all sit there being hailed as liberal philosophers, Bertrand Russell and others. And they said, well, our revolutions have failed before because of collapse during the time of our great work. But because of industrialization and mechanization, we'll be able to scientifically set it up where it won't collapse. And our great work will just continue and continue and continue until the breast of the earth is saved from the evil human. And we've killed almost 90% or more. I mean, they just dream of hunting us down. They love poisoning your food and your water. They love it. They love the fact that they can just creep around and engage in their mass murder. And they will be defeated if we wake up and say no. And there's video of her being drug off. Conservative radio host, Breitbart editor, Dana Loesch, I think you pronounce it, had her bleep groped during an advanced screening by the TSA at Phoenix Airport, with her complaining that she was targeted for the treatment almost every time she flies, and that she didn't want to be taken to the private room. Full video up at Infowars.com. Okay, I said I'd get to this, and I haven't gotten to our top story yet, and I'll get to it, and then the economic news, the military news, and then some of your phone calls ahead of the former sheriff joining us here in studio. Paul Watson's article is the top story on Infowars.com. New threats to right of Obama loses election. Buzz explodes across the web. I mean, there are thousands of people on Twitter and Facebook saying they're going to murder and burn. And the police obviously aren't responding. If I said that, I'd be arrested. So we're going to talk about, is this a false flag? Who's behind this?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only 3 will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrat, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You've got it.
Oh.
noticed that Thomas Sowell, who happens to be a black American, best-selling author, journalist, you name it, wrote articles for his syndicated column and also did a radio interview that we have linked up at Infowars.com in Paul Watson's article. Last week, he said, people are saying they're going to riot and attack white people if Obama doesn't get elected. And MSNBC gets up there, I've seen them, and says, if you don't support everything Obama does, you're a racist. Now, again, there are black racists, there are white racists. The white racists are having a field day with this, too, saying, oh, great, please burn down your own neighborhoods again. I mean, this is making me sick. But we posted an article on Saturday that got picked up by the Drudge Report, and I saw some of the comments saying, oh, this is just one place. Well, the guy sourced like 15 different places, the writer did, where people were saying it. And I went and found others. I found the Examiner reporting on it, Chicago Now, not just Thomas Sowell, a bunch of people. So I started looking, and even in our own YouTube, these were people with long-time, you know, 3-4-year-old channels, hundreds of thousands of views, with their faces up there saying they're going to attack white people and they're going to burn stuff if Obama doesn't win. So these aren't like dummy channels, because I found some that are white racist up there trying to make black folks look bad. I did find some fake ones. We didn't include those. There were thousands of tweets and things, too many to even follow, and we would spot check like 15, 20 of them over the weekend. I would, Paul would, and it was all real people. We found a few fake ones on YouTube. I mean, saying, I'm going to kill Romney. I'm going to kill this guy. I'm going to kill that guy. That's what they're saying in these tweets. I want the New York Times cutting that out of context saying I said that. I did not say that. I'm quoting what they said. And do you see the Secret Service do anything about this? We have in Paul Watson's article, in fact, that's another one he should do, top of all the work he's doing, or maybe Kurt Nemo or Adam or Adon Salazar, somebody should point out, where's the Secret Service? Because people have said mild things about the Federal Reserve being private, and they've been arrested and taken to a mental institution. I mean, the Hatari militia said, we got to get guns in case society collapses. We may have to fight the New World Order, and they went and put them in jail for 2 years. They finally got out of jail because we still have some courts left. I mean, you know, you say we may have to buy guns to protect ourselves someday. You go to jail and are a terrorist on the news. But you say K-I-L-L, you know, K-I double hockey stick Mitt Romney. I mean, I got the quotes with links to the Facebooks and Twitters and screenshots of it. And, folks, you could just go to Twitter and type in, you know, things like that, like I'm going to ride if Obama loses, or, you know, get rid of Romney, you know, K-I-L-L Romney. And it's, I mean, hundreds of links every time you search. I mean, it's wild. And people agreeing, I'm going to burn, I'm going to kill, I'm going to. So let me tell you. Listen, people riot over sports teams. People riot over whatever. And we've had major riots in this country before. And see, a lot of that was over legitimate problems in the 60s and things and people not being allowed to vote and stuff. But see, there's that attitude now, well, let's do it again. But it's totally illegitimate. It's totally illegitimate, and it only hurts those communities and creates more division, and I'm totally against it. Yeah, now there's another article about it out. Print me that. I mean, there's so many of these. What's that out of Business Insider? Yeah, I mean, it's all being reported on. And so here's our article up at Infowars.com. Conservative, that's a conservative radio host, TSA Group, or Private Parts. Here's the one by Watson. New threats to riot if Obama loses election. And folks, you got to go read these comments. If Obama don't get reelected and Romney wins, on life, every white person getting pistol whipped, and I'm starting to riot in D.C. If Romney win, we should start a riot. I mean, it just goes on and on, calling to kill Romney, you name it, it's all right there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.